Earlier this week, on the edge of the muddy camp called the Calais Jungle, Saif Ullah watched the hundreds of people lining up in front of him and vowed never to be one of them, willing to take the French government's arm-twisting offer to move to holding centers in other parts of the country. The 21-year-old Pakistani, who left home 2.5 years ago, bound for Britain, insists that's still where he's headed, not a French accommodation center somewhere far from the coast.
Yeah, this is useless. They just waste time. Yeah, I want to go London. London. I will go London.
Have you already tried?
Yeah. I tried a lot of time.
And what happened?
Yeah, they just arrest me. They just arrest me in truck.
In a truck,
yeah.
And they throw you back here?
Sometimes when they catch me, they will arrest me. So they will send in jail, deport center. So it depends that to be past 10 days or 20 days, like that. Go jungle.
Go jungle. That's what Saif says French police would tell him each time he'd get caught trying to sneak across the channel to the UK. But now there is no more jungle. As promised and ordered by French President François Hollande, the camp that at one point housed as many as 10,000 migrants and refugees has been closed. With some tents and shanties torn down by workers, others burned to the ground by departing residents themselves, or reportedly by anarchist groups who showed up to fight police. Samuel Angrion of Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières in French, says while the camp was not a sustainable solution, the dismantlement won't help stop people from camping out in Calais.
We know that the dismantlement of the camp anyway will not settle the problem and the plight of refugees who want to reach England because they have some family or relatives there.
Angrion says now the thousands of migrants who refuse the registration and relocation, along with new arrivals, will be scattered along the French coast, making humanitarian assistance harder.
We don't know if there is any answer for us. As a MSF, we will continue to monitor the situation and to try to see where the migrants are going after this dismantlement and to see if we have to provide some, for instance, a mobile clinic to assist them.
Of particular concern to everyone are the children, as many as 1,300 of them in the camp unaccompanied, traveling without family. There's been heated debate between France and Britain over who has a responsibility to take them in. The kids are in Calais, after all, to try to make it to Britain, says French lawmaker Yann Capet, who represents Calais. He says the UK should accept more than the roughly 200 kids it had by the time of the dismantlement.
Vous avez, c'est vrai, et c'est un scandale international, des mineurs, des enfants parfois, qui sont seuls ici.
Pepe calls it an international scandal that there are so many unaccompanied minors and sometimes even young children with family in Britain who are waiting here. He says it's absolutely necessary that the UK government deliver a solution for these youth, but also that the entire international community find solutions for the migration crisis and the conflicts driving it. In the meantime, the miners were being housed in plastic shipping containers converted into sleeping areas on the edge of the former jungle, leading to huge criticism from human rights organizations. But for people like Saif Ullah from Pakistan and many others in the camp who are from Sudan or Afghanistan or Ethiopia, not Syria, there's very little chance any country will take them in if they apply for asylum. Still, after the big fires and unrest in the camp during the demolition, Ullah went from saying he'd never get on a bus to actually boarding one and taking a spot in a French city near the Swiss border. He said it had just gotten too dangerous as the jungle went up in flames, but he vowed he'd be back in Calais, trying to find another way to get to London. Terry Schultz, DW, Calais.